If you look high above into a crystal clear winter night sky, you will see a little dot of a 7-star cluster located in the Taurus constellation. It's called the Pleiades. It's actually mentioned several times in the book of Job in the Bible. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? But here's what I find amazing. You can barely see the 7-star cluster with your naked eye. Yet the early Greeks saw it, and in fact called it the Seven Sisters. They could see it nearly 2,000 years before the invention of the telescope. So how could they see it then? But today, you can hardly see more than a smudge high in the night sky. Well, the answer is simple. Light pollution. Light from streetlights and other man-made sources inhibits the observation of stars and planets. So the light of our world keeps us from seeing heavenly lights. The theme for this meditation from John chapter 8 is the heavenly light. How we can block out the light pollution around us to once again see heavenly light. See it and experience it within you. But do you ever feel so blinded by the light of the world that you can't see heaven clearly? Or does the light of the world ever distract you from the light of God? Well, you aren't alone, and you're in the right place. That is what this meditation is about. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, accept this 15-minute gift of quiet meditation, one to let you clearly see the light of God. Start by taking 3 deep breaths as your eyes move from open into a soft gaze to now softly closed. And just rest here for a moment in this place of clarity, this time of reliance, in this moment of light shining within you from God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Matthew chapter 14. And as I lead us, respond softly, Heavenly Father, may your light shine within me. You are like the light for the whole world. A city built on top of a hill cannot be hidden. Heavenly Father, may your light shine from within me. Make your light shine so that others will see the good that you do. So Heavenly Father, may your light shine from within me. Make your light shine so that others will praise your Heavenly Father. So yes, Heavenly Father, may your light shine from within me. Without even trying now, slip into an intimate time of prayer with God. Your words, your time, and your Creator. So do you ever feel so blinded or distracted by the light and noise of the world that you can't see clearly? How aware are you of noise and light pollution? How do you react to it around you? Well, don't focus on the specifics, but rather note the emotions the Holy Spirit makes you aware of. Please don't feel judged or condemned by your thoughts. You are safe here. So take a moment to let any distracting and blinding thoughts just drift by now out of your field of view. Now allow the Holy Spirit to make you mindful and thankful for the light of God breaking through the dark and shining from within you. With your eyes closed, just relish the darkness for a moment. Maybe even cup your hands over your ears to take this moment to distance yourself from the noise and the light of the world. Concede to the Holy Spirit, renewing your mind to become that of Christ's. Continue to center on His light. Center too on your breathing. Let distractions sink away with each full, deep belly breath. Just as you become more mindful and aware of the light of God with each breath. Distractions may still float by, but just feel constant assurance that you are safe here. It's okay to initially feel the way you do, but let distracting thoughts just float on by. They are not the thoughts of God. Come back to thoughts of divine light as you pray with a breathless whisper. Heavenly Father, may your light shine from within me. Center on the sacred word shine for the next few moments. Fix your heart now in listening to God's Word. This is the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen carefully to these words penned by the Apostle John. He wrote this letter long ago so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. So imagine this as a personal letter to you. Just listen and savor each word for you from John through the Holy Spirit within John chapter 8 verse 12 from the New International Reader's Version. My dear friend in faith, remember Jesus is the light of the world. When you follow and believe Him as the Christ, as the Son of God, you will never walk in the darkness. You will have the light, and you will have the life. How did you feel hearing those words from John, the apostle whom Jesus loved? What images came to mind as you listened to his letter? Once more, Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. They will have that light. They will have that life." What words did the Holy Spirit guide you to in that passage? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and soak in the light of Christ. Just let it shine all over you now as you bask in its warmth. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to be experienced as a prayer, one from you to the Lord, a prayer of light. Dear Lord God, I choose to believe. I choose to follow Jesus as the Christ, as the Son of God, as the light of the world. And in believing, I will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And it's in your Son's precious name I pray. Amen. Let your thoughts from this scripture prayer move you once again into a time of personal reflective prayer. For the next minute, model this prayer as you whisper your own prayer of thanksgiving to the light of the world. Listen to this passage now a third time. Listen less for the words and more for the experience. Ponder how the light makes you feel, see, and hear your world more clearly now. Listen to this wider passage from the Contemporary English Version. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." But then the Pharisees told him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." But Jesus replied, "Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you, well, you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to human standards, just by what you see. I do not judge anyone, but even if I did judge, my judgment is true and my decision is right, for I am not alone in making it, but I and the Father who sent me make the same judgment." What did you encounter in this passage? Well, take another moment to consider what moved you the most. While resting on, in imaginative contemplation, return to the book of Job. Written nearly 3,000 years ago, we aren't sure who wrote it, but in your mind, see the author. It is pitch black as you approach. No moon, only stars. See the author laying back, looking up at the stars. Looking at the seven sisters, the Pleiades. Starlight shining so bright it casts a shadow. There's no light pollution blocking the light of heaven. No noise pollution blocking the voice of heaven. So take this minute as a time of contemplation in the presence of the light of God. Just settling into quiet stillness as His light shines from within you. Pause or come back later if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer, pondering and whispering, Heavenly Father, may your light shine from within me, centering on the sacred word shine to guide you through times of darkness. Consider for a moment, too, who in your life is distracted and blinded by the world? And how can you be the light of Christ shining into the life of someone else seeking hope? How can you be a light in the darkness for another? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, look with expectation for moments of divine holy light shining forth from within you to break through the darkness and the noise of the world. For it will be then and there you encounter the true light of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to remember that Jesus is the light of the world, and as you follow him, you will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life lighting your path. Now may the light of Christ, the love of God, and the guidance of the Spirit be what you encounter now and always. Amen.